Good afternoon and welcome to Q95's Midday News for today, Friday, May 15th. I'm your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In our news headlines this afternoon, May 15 marks the 90th birthday of Dame Mary Eugenia Charles. New studies show immunization is still a best bet in disease prevention. And Russia targets undesirable foreign organizations. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. The details after this.
Create your sweet retreat with bed frames, bedroom furniture, and mattresses from Quartz. Shop today and get free gifts with the purchase of mattresses. Plus, enjoy huge savings on bedroom combos and mattresses. And pay absolutely nothing for 60 days when you shop with Quartz Ready Finance. You can support a charitable organization with your purchase. We will donate a percentage of each bedding sale to a worthy cause. So the ultimate retreat can be yours with the best in bedroom furniture and mattresses. Only at Quartz. Bringing value.
Today marks what would have been the 90th birthday of Dame Mary Eugenia Charles, a former Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of Dominica. Dame Mary Eugenia Charles, a DBE, was a Prime Minister of Dominica from 21st July 1980 until 14 June 1995. She was also Dominica's first and to date only female Prime Minister, as well as the nation's longest serving Prime Minister. On the occasion of the former Prime Minister's birthday, former parliamentary representative for the Maho constituency with the Dominica Freedom Party DFP, Johnson Waston, says there is no mistaking that Ms. Charles has served the country well and this contribution should not be forgotten.
The important thing is Dame Eugenia Charles have served the country well. She has been Prime Minister of the country. I mean, in life you'll have those for you and those against you. That's what democracy really provides. And I think one should forget where they are, who they are now, and remember the contribution made by Dame. I remember Hurley Barbara, who was chairman of the Republican Party many years ago, and he was governor of one of the states, Louisiana, yes. He said to me once, you know, this lady is too powerful to be leader of a small island like Dominica because the kind of weight that she carried. And I was looking at something on YouTube, a video of Dame Eugenia Charles, and she was selected by CARICOM to represent CARICOM on the banana issues. And she had this meeting in Europe talking about bananas. And she said, in this very large meeting, she said, you all are discussing free trade. I'm not against free trade, but we in the Caribbean have nothing ready to compete for free trade. So find a way to fit in our bananas, because if we lose the banana market, then we'll lose our livelihood. And she said that her focus is not on being out there begging, looking for handouts, but the focus is how we could trade to provide income and resources to the country and its people going forward.
Also commemorating the occasion of Ms. Charles' 90th birthday is Dr. Samuel Christian, who says the role that Ms. Charles played in the Grenada rescue mission was of epic proportions, which really served to launch her onto the international scene.
Standing next to President Reagan announcing the invasion, the rescue mission in Grenada. And I don't know how you felt in Dominica at the time when we heard that Morris Bishop was killed. It's like when we heard that Bob Marley is dead. I'm saying, how can Bob Marley be dead? How can Bishop be dead? You know, and it was just an incredible sadness and tragedy for all Caribbean people. And in like manner, you know, her coming and doing what needed to be done to rescue the Grenadian people was just phenomenal. She, interestingly enough, studied in Grenada at one point in time. So it was, you know, poetic justice for her to come back. And that launched her on the international scene, very highly regarded all over the world. And people, international leaders, very much respectful of her intellect and her tenacity. And most importantly, her integrity. There was absolutely no question as far as mishandling of the funds that were being given to Dominica.
Despite numerous calls for members of the public for a local night during the World Creole Music Festival, WCMF, marketing executive Leroy Charles says the results has not been as overwhelming as nights featuring international acts. Speaking on Q95 Thursday, Charles is proposing that the festival be run over two weekends, which will present an opportunity for more local acts to be featured on the island's indigenous music event.
The results haven't been overwhelming as the other nights when you invite the bands from the outer world. But then it's my feeling that, or it's my opinion that the festival should be over 2 weekends. From the weekend prior, from when we're celebrating the Heritage Day, to culminate with the 3 nights of pulsating rhythms. Because I think one of the best compliments ever is the Creole in the Park. Because there are also several Creole genres just across us. The Cheval Bois, the Gwoka, the, you know, Begin, Mazuka, which is very prevalent during our independence, then that can be incorporated. So despite the competition between the communication powers, I feel that the festival should be over that 2 weekend period, and lots of other bands which can't make it, or which is not eligible for that particular edition on the 3 nights, will be part of the 2 weeks or the 2 weekends, which would give more Dominican bands an opportunity.
The WCMF, now in its 19th year, was conceived out of the need to provide a platform for Dominican musicians and to increase the island's visibility overseas. Over the years, the festival has contributed greatly to the island's tourism product, revenue base, and the promotion of Creole music as a major musical art form. The Rotary Club of Portsmouth today announced that work to renovate and modernize the emergency room at the Reginald Armour Hospital in Portsmouth will commence. A small ceremony to mark the commencement of the works was held on Thursday, May 14 at the Portsmouth Hospital. This project, costing over $180,000, is a joint effort of the Rotary Club of Portsmouth, Ross University School of Medicine, and the Ministry of Health. According to officials of the Rotary Club of Portsmouth, the goal of the project is to improve access, efficiency, and equipment at the Portsmouth Hospital Emergency Room, which will in turn improve a patient care and healthcare infrastructure in that community. Under this project, equipment and layout of the Portsmouth Hospital Emergency Room will be upgraded, the number of ER beds will be increased, the triage process will be revised, and the opportunity for specialty care clinics will also be increased. The emergency room currently serves over 8,000 patients annually. Local pastor Randy Rodney has called on members of the public to consider seriously ways in which they can assist law enforcement officials in the fight against the illicit drug trade on island. Police this week destroyed close to $5 million worth of cannabis, cocaine, and cannabis resin at the police barracks in Monbruce. Head of the Drug Squad Unit, Inspector John Cabin, says the illegal substances were seized over a three-year period, stating further that Dominica, over the years, is fast becoming a major transshipment point of these drugs. During his weekly radio program, Pastor Rodney says reducing the demand for these drugs or assisting police in the fight against the illicit drug trade is very critical at this time.
Anybody who can control that amount of money, especially in a small society, in a small economy like ours, will control our economic wheels, will control our political wheels, will control the direction of our nation. And that, ladies and gentlemen, to me, is extremely serious. In fact, it's frighteningly serious. So frighteningly serious that all of us must begin to think of what can we do to help the police and or reduce the demand of that drug in our nation. I ask that we need, and when I say we here, government people and people in the in offices, when I say we, I mean all of us, we need now to establish some kind of bipartisan a committee executive thrust so that we can now put a hold on that amount of drugs coming through a nation. Because you know what? If we don't do that, we will lose our power to some drug lord. We'll use our economy to a few people. We'll use our society, our young men and women, to a few people who, I tell you something, will not be good for this fair land.
In more news, despite becoming increasingly costly in recent years, immunization remains cost-effective and should continue to be considered a public health best buy, according to a new series of studies published by the scientific journal Vaccine. The new studies appear in a special vaccine supplement titled Expanding the Evidence Base to Inform a Vaccine Introduction, Program Costing, and Cost-Effectiveness Analysis. The series was coordinated by the Pan American Health Organization, World Health Organization, PAHO, WHO, as part of the PROVAC initiative to provide evidence to support policy decisions on vaccine programs. And Russia plans to introduce new powers to prosecute foreigners whose activities are seen as undesirable on national security grounds. Russian MPs have backed a bill to ban undesirable foreign non-governmental organizations, NGOs, or firms. The draft leaves the definition of undesirable open to interpretation. Under an existing 2012 law, foreign-funded Russian NGOs linked to politics must register as foreign agents. The label has connotations of spying. And that's this afternoon's midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. May 15 marks the 90th birthday of Dame Mary Eugenia Charles. New studies show immunization still best bet in disease prevention. And Russia targets undesirable foreign organizations. Once again, the news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.